Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. I hope you have had a tremendous Wednesday. I'm going to get you a little bit closer to Thursday, okay? Look, I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can give me a holler, 855-212-4CBS. You can also get at me. I'm on social media. That is at JR Sport Brief. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And if you missed a minute, or a second, or an hour of the show, it's easy. You can actually start from the beginning by listening on the free Odyssey app. You restart from the beginning. You can go to your favorite segment. If you called me up and you want to hear yourself on the radio, you can do all of that. The Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people listening in on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. It's fun out here, folks. Get it your way. However you want it, I'm here. Here's the deal. It's been a busy day. Two baseball games, American League Championship Series. Astros beat the Yankees, go up 1-0. Padres, they beat the Phillies. Their series in the National League is now tied 1-1. We got a whole slate of NBA games that took place. Paolo Banchero comes out and he has a historic debut with the Orlando Magic. I was able to stop by the Hawks game tonight. They took on the Houston Rockets. The Knicks and Memphis Grizzlies went back and forth. So it's been fun here in the NBA. At the same time, we've had plenty of NFL news. Tua Tagovailoa told the whole world that he lost consciousness in that hit. We had NFL owners that hate each other. Jerry Jones is mad at Robert Kraft over Goodell earning his money and his new contract. So there's a lot going on. And then I'm going to get into the new top six list. But I do want to mention this with Tua Tagovailoa, because we'll have to spend more time talking about it tomorrow. He actually admitted to losing consciousness after that big hit. Take a listen to this right here.
I wouldn't say it was scary for me at the time, because there was a point where I was unconscious, so I couldn't, you know, really tell what was going on. So, you know, when I did come to and kind of realize what was going on, what was happening, you know, I didn't think of anything, you know, long term or short term. I was just wondering what happened.
Damn. The honesty. If he didn't remember that, when did you wake up? Do you remember like going through the tunnel? Like, do you remember being put on a stretcher? Like, what do you remember? This is what he had to say about that.
I remember the entire night up to the point where I got tackled. But yeah, after I got tackled, I don't remember much from there. Getting carted off, I don't remember that. But I do remember, you know, things that were going on when I was in the ambulance and then when I arrived at the hospital.
Damn. We're going to talk about this more in depth tomorrow. I'm not surprised that Tua Tagovailoa's honesty. I'm not surprised that his honesty. I'm surprised that they allowed him to be that honest. That he wasn't briefed to kind of chill out. The beating that the NFL has taken, that the Dolphins have taken, that his own coach, Mike McDaniel, he's like, listen, I'm not the doctor. I didn't okay him to go out there. I'm surprised that he would be able or allowed to speak like that. Shep, are you not surprised at what he said?
I'm very surprised. This is not going to be a good look for Mike McDaniel, I'll tell you that much right now. And he's already been in a plethora of scrutiny. And I tell you what, if nothing else, they realize how damn valuable Tua Tagovailoa is for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, they've kind of hit the skids a little bit. We're going to take a deeper dive into this tomorrow. It's not surprising that he mentioned, but to know that he gave this much detail, we'll talk about Tua. We'll get to it tomorrow. But for right now, as you know this, it's time for a new top six list. The NBA is underway. We're going to have professional basketball at the highest level until June. And right now, it's got to be Christmas to be a sports fan. Baseball is gearing towards the World Series. The NBA just started. The NHL just started. NFL Sundays, basketball, hockey, baseball, name your pick, you got it. And so tonight, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to give you guys a top six list of players in the NBA right now. Who are the best six players in the league? If you had to say, I want this guy at the centerpiece of my championship squad. If you needed to rely on someone to help take you through the course of a regular season to win you a championship. If you wanted to trust somebody there when you got there, who would it be? They can carry you. They can win. They could be a centerpiece. There aren't a lot of those guys. And so without wasting any time, it's time for a new top six list. Top six players in the NBA.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The top six list, NBA players for 2022. And this is difficult because we got a lot of great players in the league, a lot of talented players in the league. I'm not talking about just having talent. I'm talking about players who you can build around, who you can have as a champion, a championship contender. Who's going to be the best this season? Who can be the best this season? Let's not waste any time. Let's start off with this number.
Number six.
This is a tricky one. I think as we go down the list, it'll be easier to digest. But at number six, I had to go to Brooklyn. No, hell no. You know who it's not. Process of elimination. It's not Ben Simmons, who, damn it, he took, what, four shots tonight, I think? The Brooklyn Nets lost, by the way. New Orleans Pelicans beat them 130-108. And you want to know who led the way? Some guy named Kevin Durant. And I have him at number six on the list. I know. He's not a leader. He wanted to be traded. He doesn't want to be there. Let me put it to you this way. This man is so damn good. The Brooklyn Nets weren't even able to trade him because they would not even get the proper return back. He's one of the most unique talents that the league has ever seen. Just maybe, he's the precursor to Victor Wembanyama. Looks like it. A guy who's 6'11", 7 feet, who can score like he's 6'5". Durant is a freak. And regardless of how you feel about him personally, regardless of whether he's a complainer or a whiner, a guy who runs around with 8 Twitter accounts. He's one of the greatest basketball players, one of the greatest basketball talents of all time. Obviously, now at 34 years old, there are questions about his durability, his ankles, his knees, his Achilles, etc. And that's something that's keeping him from being higher on the list. Certainly a question mark. And Durant, he knows that he's a damn good scorer, one of the best ever. But he looks at greats. He looks at games for inspiration. This is what he told his own platform, The Boardroom.
Scoring is the most important part of the game. I always looked at all the best scorers and the consistency that they came with every night. They had high output games, but they leveled off at the 25s or 30s. So I always wanted to be one of those consistent players that every night, what you're going to get from me. If I have a big night, that's cool. But regardless, what I'm going to bring to the table. You got to do it for a long time, So 15-plus years in the league, I got to keep it up.
The fact that Mike is ahead of Wilt, even though, Wilt averaged 50 points in a season.
Yeah, that's sick to see Mike as number one after you just see the craziest numbers from Wilt. That shows how insane Mike is.
And then the other way to think about it is Mike actually dropped his numbers in Washington.
Back with the Wizards.
Lost a whole point and a half, so it's kind of crazy what he's done.
Yeah, he just set the standard. Him and Wilt set the standard, to be honest. Because as kids, you just look at the scoring titles and the records, and you just see those two names up there all the time. You're always chasing that, as far as being a complete player. So, yeah, they set the standard. It's good that I'm just in the ballpark trying to reach it.
Yeah, he's in the ballpark. He is a basketball freak. Makes no sense. Let's just see if he can stay healthy. His shoulders are not all that wide, but he got a lot to carry with that team. Top 6 NBA players for 2022. Let's move on from number 6 to this one.
Number 5.
Oh, yeah, I got him at 5. Because it's not a lifetime achievement award. I'm looking at this season. At number 5, yeah, I got LeBron James. Oh, yeah, you yelling at me right now. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. LeBron James, we know he's amazing. We know he's getting ready to break records. You know that he plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. Damn it. We know that LeBron James, in the first game of the season, dropped 31 points, 14 rebounds, and had 8 assists. Like he's not about to be 38 years old. There's a commercial that's running here in the studio as I speak, talking about LeBron James versus time. Like it's a video game. He's defying time to a certain degree. He's also had some minor injuries that, because of his age, have taken longer to pretty much heal. And so we all know, yes, he is an amazing player. Yeah, he is defying time. But LeBron James cannot full-time consistently carry the load that he has when he was younger. That's why I don't have him higher up on the list. He's still one of the best in the league. He's one of the best in the game. Damn it, you might think he's the best of all time. But I don't have him higher up. I have him at number 5. LeBron James, he was talking to ESPN. He talked about what he wants to accomplish this year. And he said it's a process.
I'm a guy who's always kind of like living the moment. But what I want to accomplish this season is, for us to continue to grow as a team every day. We put our hard hats on, get on this floor right here, our practice court, and put the work in. And when you put the work in, you get results. So, looking forward for the process and what comes out of that.
Well, there's a guy in Philly, the process. They're still waiting on that one to work. But you get my drift. LeBron James still one of the best. Is he going to play, though? How many games is he going to play? You going to play 70 games? Not playing 82? Nobody does, really. Is he going to be healthy? It's always a concern. Top 6 players in the NBA for 2022. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Number 4. This guy has to be the most unlikely anything that I think the league has seen in a very long time. You get drafted in the second round, and not even early in the second round, but kind of in the middle, 41st. You become a two-time NBA MVP. You're the lowest guy drafted to win an MVP. I'm talking about Nikola Jokic. When he was drafted into the NBA, he didn't get a graphic. He didn't get an announcement. The NBA draft was on commercial. It was like selling tacos or something like that. It's a Taco Bell. Jokic has become one of the best. He's the pure definition of slow and steady wins the race. He's cerebral. He knows what he wants to do, when he wants to get there. He understands timing. He understands pacing. This man averaged 27 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. He can do it all. 14 rebounds, and the guy cannot jump. That's the timing. 8 assists, he has vision. He can knock down a shot. He can command an offense. And what the Denver Nuggets might be able to do this year with Jamal Murray and maybe Michael Porter Jr., if his game can continue to grow, if he can stay healthy, nobody talks about Denver. They might move a couple of people out the way. Maybe. Maybe they'll be competitive. More competitive out of the West this season. And the other thing about Jokic, he plays. He doesn't miss games. He's out there balling out. He's not jumping and falling down and busting up Achilles or knees. He's gotten in shape. He's one of the best guys to pick up a basketball as a big man. It's just the fact. He was the first center to win MVP since Shaq did it in 2000. Is he going to win back-to-back-to-back MVPs? Hell no, they're not giving it to him. But he's made his mark, and he's irritating to the opposition because he's not beating them with athleticism. He's destroying them with his brain. And you know what? He loves Denver. I'd love him, too, if they gave me buckets of money. Nikola Jokic, he talked about the city. And he shouted out another big man. Listen.
It's really nice to be here and like I said, I wanted to be the Tim Duncan of Denver Nuggets. But I need to win a couple championships to be him. But I just, I like the city, I like the organization, I like the people. So I really enjoy here. So I don't want to change anything.
Yeah, well. I don't think he's going to change anything when they're giving you excess of almost $250 million. I wouldn't leave either. I'd stay in Denver. What do they call that arena now? Ball Arena? I'd stick around. Jokic, one of the best in the league without a shadow of a doubt. I have him at number 4. Who do I have at number?
Number 3.
We haven't even seen this man peak yet. And it's scary. He is one of the few players that I look at and say he is a walking basketball team all by himself. He's still 23 years old. His name is Luka Doncic. He's the favorite to win the MVP award. Why? Because he's only been in the league since 2018, and I might as well pencil him in for approximately 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. This man has been playing professional basketball since he was a teenager in Europe. What is Luka Doncic going to look like when he is 27, 28, 29? He's doing this right now. He's not the most athletic. He's actually in shape, and what can he improve upon? His shooting, and I'm sure it'll happen because he has time. That's what happens. Most guys get older, they improve as a shooter. He's scary. He's a problem. He's a walking basketball team. Luka Doncic is what I thought Jason Kidd was, a walking basketball team by himself. Luka Doncic is like giant Jason Kidd. Without the defense, that is scary. I had to let you know, yeah, Luka is not Kidd defensively. Offensively, yes. Luka Doncic, he knows he's the favorite to an MVP, but he still knows there's a whole lot that needs to go down.
It's amazing, you know, to be an MVP of this league. You know, not a lot of people can say it, but it's a long progress. Hopefully one day I can win it. But let's see, you know, first of all, you got to win it, and then you can talk about, like, favorites and that stuff.
It's going to take time. He's fun to watch. He's so much of a one-man gang. Sometimes the Mavericks have taken advantage of that. He needs help. Let's see if some of those returning players can actually give it to him. Top six players in the NBA for 2022. I got Luka Doncic at number three. Who is number?
Number two.
Number two. Well, he's older than Luka. He got him by about a decade. It's Steph Curry. It is. I got Steph Curry at number two. Top player in the NBA for 2022. It is at number two, Steph Curry. Do I got to read his resume? We saw what he just did in the finals. We saw that this man just picked up another championship. LeBron James goes to sleep at night in fear that Steph Curry picks up number five. Greatest shooter of all time. Monkey off of his back. Oh, he couldn't do it without Durant. Oh, he needed help here. Oh, this guy needed to be hurt. This man was whooping ass in the finals. He was destroying people last year. And now he's back at 34, still getting it done. Last night, he had 33 points when these Golden State Warriors beat the Lakers. And the good thing about Steph is he's not just an excellent player, one of the greatest of all time. He's a good dude. He's considerate of everyone around him. You know, after the game last night, you know, during the ring ceremony, Steph Curry, he talked about Andrew Wiggins and just being thrilled that he won a championship. Listen to this great player, but great teammate.
I was just happy for him because I remember March of 2020, the trade happening and feeling very confident that he could fit in. Not just fit in, he could rewrite his story as, you know, an elite wing at this level, contribute to a championship team. And I think he's made the biggest strides from that moment to now. And it's just amazing to see him get rewarded with, you know, a ring and a championship, the contract and all that, and for him to feel very confident in this being his home. So, you know, anytime you make trades, you never know how it's going to shake out for either team. And thankfully, it's been a perfect kind of fit and match, you know, with Wiggs from day one to now.
Oh, well, yeah. I'd feel good, too, if I was Andrew Wiggins getting $109 million. He could have probably made more elsewhere. But he's in a winning environment with a winning team, a winning situation with a bunch of winners, and a guy who punches other people in the face. But Steph Curry, great player, great teammate, one of the best of all time. For the 2022 season, top six NBA players in the league, I have him at number two. We're going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to bring you number one. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I give you a new top six list, and tonight, with the NBA season underway, I'm giving you a list of the best guys in the league right now for 2022. Now, who could be the centerpiece of a championship squad? What player is otherworldly? Who can you rely on? Whose talent speaks for itself? In a few seconds, I'm about to give you number one. If you weren't with us right before the break, I gave you the top five, and let me walk you through it quickly. At number six, it was difficult to put him here. It was Kevin Durant. Talent undeniable. Injuries are pretty much at the case or the point of why he's not higher up on the list. At number five, I gave you LeBron James. Yes, still one of the best. Absolutely incredible for what he brings to a team, what he does. At this point of his career, even though he's putting up eye-popping numbers, 31 points last night, a full stat line, can he do it for an entire season? Can he be the centerpiece of a championship squad? We've seen it in the past. At this stage of his career, I think the answer is no. At number four, I give you Nikola Jokic. I couldn't take someone who's won back-to-back MVPs, who's one of the smartest players, who's one of the most efficient players, who doesn't have a full flaw given his physical abilities. I couldn't put Jokic not on the list. I couldn't leave him off. The man can't jump, but he's smart enough, has great enough timing and positioning to average 14 rebounds a game. Pass for 8 assists. He's a freak. And number three, I gave you Luka Doncic. He's the favorite to win the MVP this season. And he's still only 23 years old. He's one of the best flat period in the game. And right now, even tonight, Phoenix Suns are leading Dallas 105-100. Luka Doncic is already in his range of about 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. You can book it for just about every single night. Luka Doncic is a basketball team all by himself. And number two, I gave you Steph Curry, reigning champion, finals MVP. If you want to say he finally did it by himself, you can say that. I don't think there's much of an explanation there. And so that leaves us with the best player who I would say is in the league right now. It's this number.
Number one.
The name? Giannis. Yeah, you can go by one name because a lot of people still aren't comfortable saying Antetokounmpo. Why do I have Giannis here at number one? Is he perfect? No. Is he flawed in some areas? Yeah. You got guys like James Harden who say, man, if I had his athleticism, I wouldn't have to be as skilled as I am. Well, you want to know something? James Harden, being a great teammate, takes skill. You want to know something, James Harden? Working your ass off is a skill. Humility is a skill. Not taking yourself too serious is a skill. Giannis Antetokounmpo, it is amazing how this man is already one of the best players that the NBA has ever seen. 6'8", 6'9", he comes over to the United States of America, looks like a deer in the headlights, literally, physically. He's one of the most jacked dudes in the league right now. This man is an MVP. He's a Defensive Player of the Year. He has two of those awards. This man goes into the NBA Finals and says, oh, yeah, well, I had a busted up knee. I extended it. And he comes back a couple of games later like nothing. He closes out a finals game with 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks and says, go home. Giannis is the best, man. And not just as in a player. Doesn't whine, doesn't complain. You can't not root for the guy. You can't not appreciate what he does. And he plays basketball without fear. The man could miss 10 straight free throws. And by the way, he hit them when they mattered. He was never deterred. He was never scared. He didn't quit. He didn't crawl away. He didn't hide. What he brings to his team is bigger than, what the numbers or just the stats say. And the stats in many categories are freakish. Pardon the pun, with the Greek freak. And Giannis is so amazing. I'll talk about humility. I said Giannis is the best in the league right now. Giannis wouldn't say so himself. Take a listen to this.
Do I believe that I'm one of the best players in the league, and the way I help my team be great and win games, it's efficient and effective? Yeah, I do believe. I'm mature enough, I'm old enough to understand that. Do I believe I'm the best player in the world? No. I think the best player in the world is the person that is the last one standing. You know, is the person that takes his team to the final, to the finish line, and helps them win the game, you know, win games and become champion. So that's how I view it. I believe that the best player in the world is Steph Curry. Until the next player.
You want to talk about maturity? How could you not root for that guy? Now, you can agree with him or you can agree with me. I don't think you're losing in any type of way. There's so many great players in the league right now. So many. It was tough to put them all in six. But the phone lines are open for you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Listen, we got a lot of callers already. I'm not going to be able to get on your top six list, but it's very simple. Who is the best player in the NBA right now? Not your top six. Who's the best player in the NBA? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. Me? I got Giannis. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NBA season is underway, and I just gave you a top six list of the best players in the league right now. For this season, the year 2022 to 2023. And let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Durant. At number five, I gave you LeBron. At number four, I gave you Jokic. At number three, I gave you Luka Doncic. At number two, I gave you Steph Curry, the reigning NBA Finals MVP. And at number one, I gave you Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis is so amazing that Giannis even said, hey, I think the best guy is the best dude on the winning team, and that would be Steph Curry. Makes all the sense in the world. If I want to think about the best player in the league right now, I'm just thinking all across the board. It's just Giannis checks every box that's outside of, I don't know, shooting. And it's more than that. It's who you are as a teammate. I mean, you don't lose between Steph Curry and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Steph Curry has already now proven that he can be a centerpiece, that he's not small. He's one of the greatest shooters of all time, and forget one of the best shooters. He's one of the best players flat, period. Okay, we know this. Giannis's height, his strength, his doesn't whine, he doesn't complain. He's a great teammate. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He just has an amazing perspective on absolutely everything. I know that he'll be healthy. I know that he'll be out there. And that's a big part to my list as well. Are you reliable? Can we count on you? That's why I have Durant at the back of the list. That's why I have LeBron at the back of the list, because LeBron is still great when he plays. Yeah, he's amazing. But I don't care who you are. When you do get hurt, you don't recover as quickly as you used to. That's LeBron. And this is someone else. He was on the list. He was off the list. He was on the list. He was off the list. It's Joel Embiid. This man is not on the list. He could win MVP for this season easily. But between all of his injuries, and yes, he's been able to play more than he did at the beginning of his career, obviously. Is it his hands? Is it his face? It's like every part of his body needs to be fixed. He's finally in shape. But you better take advantage of him because his body, him, he just doesn't seem like he will age well. And that's long term. He can win MVP. I'm just not prepared right now to just throw him on the list. As a matter of fact, Joel Embiid talked about this himself. He was on NBA TV, and he said he's feeling much better than the end of last season.
I feel good. I feel great. But at that time, it was rough. You know, even thinking about it, I can't believe, first of all, I was that unlucky. And then second of all, I can't believe I even played through it. So it is what it is. I'm just glad that, it didn't turn out to be, something worse, as I kept playing. So I'm just happy about that.
Broken face, broken hands, and he's out there playing basketball. Can't be that tough, right? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the full explanations, you can go and listen on the free Odyssey app. Let's talk to Adam. He's calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, man, love the list as always. I understand why he was left off the list, but I think a lot of people forget how good he is when he's on the floor, and that's Kawhi Leonard, man. I think we're talking about one of the greatest defenders ever, period. And, I mean, him and DeMar DeRozan are really the only players that have an amazing mid-range shot that is just knocked down. He can score at all three levels. Again, completely understand why he's not on the list because he just hasn't been healthy, but he carried the Raptors in 2019, and he was a young guy on a great Spurs team. He's just a winner, flat and period. And I think that if he stays healthy this year, him and Paul George have a real shot at that championship, man. So I'll leave it at that. I know you got a ton of callers online, so I appreciate you so much for having me on, JR. Have a good night, man.
Well, thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto. Wow. Hey, Shep, did you just hear that call, Shep? How efficient and to the point it was?
That's Adam from Toronto. He is truly one of our best.
Wow. He made his point, gave his reasons. Wow.
We do have some great callers too. Adam is one of the top of that list.
Yeah, that was cool. A hard act to follow here. And I agree with him. Yeah, we haven't seen Kawhi Leonard play basketball, I don't know. Feels like 5 years.
JR, I'm sorry. Did the list say when healthy, or did the list say who is the best player right now?
Oh, well, the best player, I believe, for this season. And I think part of that is you got to be able to play ball.
Correct. Kawhi doesn't belong on any list right now. He hasn't played in almost two years.
Yeah, he's a question mark.
Right.
He could be, but he's a question mark. I don't even know. It's not high expectations. That's inaccurate. Let me correct myself. The Clippers can do some damage. They got quite a few boxes to check. Their top three players have just all been ravaged by injuries over the past few years. That's Paul George. That's John Wall, who almost had his foot amputated. I mean, God bless him. I'd love to see it. And this is the thing that I love about this upcoming NBA season is that it is absolutely wide open. There's a lot of parity. I mean, you can say, oh, you believe the Warriors will win or whatever you want, but it's not a shoo-in for anybody. Not a shoo-in. 855-212-4CBS. Best player in the NBA for this season. Who the hell is it? Chris is calling from San Diego. Hey, Chris, you're live.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, you're live. Go ahead, Chris, please.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jar. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I'm just going to make this short. Actually, I have two questions. My first question is, I believe you mentioned earlier that you were at the Atlanta Hawks game.
Yes, I was, yes.
Okay. My team is the Houston Rockets, and I wanted to get your opinion in regards to what is it that you saw in the game and what do you think their future is in regards to the present and the future and their performance, your expectations?
Nothing. I mean, I saw a bunch of young guys running around that'll take another 2 years to maybe even do anything. And at that point, it's, hey, which young guy do we keep around and how do we build some veterans around them? So it's hard to look at one particular game and think that I have expectations. The Rockets are not going to the playoffs. They probably won't go to the playoffs next year. You know, Kevin Porter Jr. is leading the way out there with Jalen Green. And between the two of them, it's everybody else fall in line. Jabari Smith, he's a rookie. I mean, you got Bruno Fernando, who used to be a Hawk. He was in the starting lineup. I saw him warming up on the sideline early. So if you're a Rockets fan, batten down the hatches. It's going to be a year or two.
I understand, and I appreciate your answer. My other question is, I'm going to make it like very quick, is the my other team is also not very well, is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Chris. We ain't talk about the Jags. I don't. What am I gonna do with Trevor Lawrence? You gonna ask me about them too?
I mean, I stick to my team, so that's, I have to. You know, I'm just being honest with you.
I appreciate you, but we're talking about top basketball players right now, man.
Okay. Yeah, I mentioned to your producer, I believe, Stephen Curry. He's the one that I chose. He's the one that I chose, Stephen Curry. You already know what he's about.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. And by the way, I think the Jaguars are okay, but they ain't all that good yet. Give them some time. Thank God Doug Peterson is there to help Trevor Lawrence along the way, okay?
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You as well, Chris. Appreciate you. I didn't think we'd be able to slip the Jacksonville Jaguars in there about our NBA talk.
You barely talk about the Jaguars when you do NFL talk.
Yeah. You know what? I was actually hoping that they would continue on that little bit of a stretch that they started off, because I want to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars, but they give a little, they take a little, and then they get beat up a little bit, man. So trust me, I want to talk about Trevor Lawrence. Give me a reason. Maybe one day the Jaguars will be good again. We got a little bit of a tease a couple of seasons ago. Yeah, that was a hell of a tease. We got to get back there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. The NBA season is underway. I got Giannis as the best player. Who do you have? Take your calls on the other side.
Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. Earning unlimited 2% cash back is in your future with the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. With no preset spending limit, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One adapts to meet your business needs and works for you. Imagine what the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One could do for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. That's CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply.